It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder, along with Dean Richards. And Dean is just coming off of a very exciting interview. We saw you, Dean, on the Channel 9 News just moments ago. Can we talk about this a little bit?
Yeah, of course. We're at the National Puerto Rican Museum, which is on Division and right between Sacramento and Kedzie. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful in Humboldt Park. And this is where a gala is going to be taking place tonight, honoring Lin-Manuel Miranda, mm-hmm. the creator and star of Hamilton, Tony Award-winning star. You can throw in a Pulitzer Prize there if you want to, and a Grammy and an Emmy, and he's, you know, won every single award that there can possibly be. He's in Chicago today, not only for the gala that our own Ana Belaval mm-hmm. is going to be hosting tonight, or Bill, as you call her. Exactly.
That's her name?
Yeah. That kills me every time.
That's how you're supposed to say her name.
It never gets old, Dean.
The showstopper every time. It is a showstopper every time. He's getting the award here tonight, but doing some interviews today. And we just did the first live broadcast interview with Lin-Manuel Miranda here in Chicago as Hamilton is getting ready to begin performances next Tuesday at the Private Bank Theater. So it was pretty cool.
How about the fact that the producers are setting aside tickets? And what I heard yesterday was $10 tickets, day of tickets. These are impossible to get, but the producer said, we want this show to be more accessible. We want more people to know about it and see it and love it. That's a pretty nice move, isn't it?
Well, one of the things about Hamilton is that it is a show which is bringing people to the theater who have never gone to the theater before. It's a show in which young girls can look at the show and see themselves in important roles in American history. People of color are seeing themselves in important roles in American history. This is an extremely empowering show. It's a pretty steep price tag for tickets generally as well. So as they did in New York, they are also doing day of lottery tickets here, which will mean for every day that there is a performance, they're putting 44 tickets aside for a lottery. You go on their website. It's basically BroadwayInChicago.com. You got to click around a little bit for there, but you'll find the day of lottery site. You register day of, and if you're chosen, you can get tickets to see Hamilton for $10. That said, now the show, when the tickets went on sale a month or so ago, you know, pretty sold out pretty instantly. But that said, they just made the announcement this morning that they're putting another block of tickets on sale that will extend now until September of 2017.
Wow.
And those tickets are going to go on sale next Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock at the Private Bank box office, BroadwayInChicago.com, all the usual places. But another huge block of tickets are about to go on sale starting next Tuesday, which is the same day that preview performances for the show begin as well.
Dean, does Lin-Manuel Miranda have any second thoughts about getting out of this?
No, not a bit. You know, it was time for him to do that. He's super excited about, you know, the Chicago. I said, you know, how do you feel about handing your baby over to a new cast? He goes, baby, this is like a college student going away. You know, this is a, you know, project that's been consuming his life.
They grow up so quickly, don't they, Dean?
Grow up so quickly and go away to Chicago so quickly. So, you know, he's excited about that. You know, called Chicago the best theater town that there is. That's why he's so comfortable with it. Talked about the cast. We talked about, we're going to replay the entire interview on, my Sunday show this coming week, but he talked about, stepping away from the show. He talked about, why Chicago is so, important to him, what some of the coolest things have been about this amazing ride, you know, some of the pluses and the minuses of becoming an instant celebrity. I mean, he instantly is one of the most recognizable people in America right now.
Sure.
So it's coming from fairly humble background, it's a pretty big deal. He was here with his dad this morning. His dad is his manager. Couldn't be nicer. Couldn't be, you know, more pleasant. And,
yeah.
You know, just a really wonderful experience. And, you know, he, before Hamilton, before In the Heights, before all the success that he's had. He used to be part of a freestyle act that he would do, where he would get in freestyle rap challenges with people, you know, and they would, like, you know, rap back and forth at each other, like basically rap improvisation.
Wow.
So, you know, I asked him if he still had his chops for doing that, you know, and he said he did. And I said, well, you know, because the Cubs are getting ready to go into the playoffs, that doesn't happen very often. Can he do like a Cubs freestyle? And he said that he would if I beatboxed for him.
Why not?
So, you know, I've actually never beatboxed another man before, but I did. I had to step up. You know, I put the challenge out for him to do the freestyle, so
yeah.
I had to beatbox him. So I did, and he was genius and hilarious and really funny doing this Cubs beatbox. I'm sure we're going to have it up on the websites, WGNTV.com, probably WGNRadio.com. as well, but if you missed it, we'll you know, we're going to play highlights tomorrow in the morning news.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Bottom line, here is a guy, you know, talk about all the success in the world. Here is somebody who has lived his dream, you know, written a show that was in him, somehow made it come true, somehow made it become, you know, one of the biggest shows ever in theater history, one of the most successful ever in theater history, has won all these awards, and is, you know, just couldn't be more down to earth and more nice. It's such a pleasant experience. Couldn't be happier for this young man. And now I have a rap career. Now I can say, like, I'm in hip hop music.
That's
now.
Outstanding.
I don't know about career. Well, you could say you've done it.
Yeah,
but maybe not a rap career.
Yo, don't hate Wendy. Yo.
By the way, Mr. Lin-Manuel Miranda is looking pretty sweet on the cover of GQ this month, too. Mm-hmm. So.
We talked about that.
Yeah.
That as well.
Adorable.
Mr. Little Preppy Man, you know, talking about, you know, doing that whole shoot. And I was curious because, you know, he comes from a pretty normal background of, you know, when you see the GQ magazine and all the different outfits that they had him put on, like a $4,000 suit and
yes.
$800 shoes and all this, you know, crazy stuff that no normal person would ever be able to afford. You know, it's like, did they let you keep it? It's like, hell no. They got this stuff back right away.
And Dean, his role, and people always say this is stunt casting, but I don't see it. His role of Hamilton will be played by ABC's meteorologist Jerry Taft. That's an interesting move, right?
Seems odd.
Doesn't it?
It seems,
Jerry
it
Lynn Taft.
Odd.
Jerry Lynn Taft. I'm sorry.
Jerry
Lin-Manuel Taft.
Jerry Lynn Taft, I would have thought, would have gone to Steve Lynn Baskerville.
You would have thought.
Honestly, yeah. For something like that. You're right. Nobody was more surprised than I was at,
crazy.
At that kind of stunt casting. Talking about stunt casting, Bill, I mean, you know, being the pop culture head that you are, mm-hmm. We talked about the project that he's going to be starting very soon, flying to London and shooting the sequel to Mary Poppins.
Oh, wow.
He is going to be starring in that with Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
So that's going to be his next project. And we talked a little about that in our interview as well.
All right. And again, it will be replayed there on Channel 9. Go to the website or watch the TV station and you'll be able to see it. Dean Richards is our guest. We'll find out what movies are coming out. And Hollywood's reaction to a big breakup. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.
All right, Dean's got the beat, or should we say the beat box?
Yes, he's a rap
master. So proud
master.
Of you, Dean.
Yep.
Yo.
That's right.
Word.
That's what the rappers say,
Sup.
Wendy. That's what the rappers say.
While
Dean,
I was beatboxing with him, I've never felt lighter, by the
way. Is that true? Yeah. How about that? How about that?
I couldn't have felt lighter if I would have drank a whole gallon of bleach. Seriously.
Dean, did you see the clip? They ambushed George Clooney, and they said to George Clooney, how about this breakup between your friend Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie? And he didn't seem to know about it, and he seemed very disturbed by it. Is most of Hollywood shocked by this breakup or not, would you say?
I think everybody is a little bit shocked. No, really, nobody saw this coming. There have been interviews fairly recently where Brad and Angelina have been, you know, together in interviews, you know, talking about their family, talking about, you know, just acting like a, you know, a normal married couple, you know, very, very happy and supportive of one another. They both recently starred in the movie that was called
By the Sea.
By the Sea, which unfortunately I picked and a lot of people did as the worst film of last year.
Yeah.
But, you know, they were together in a lot of interviews talking about that movie, and seemingly everything was okay. They were photographed not long ago in an ice cream store with their kids, you know, having having ice cream. Everything seemed fine. So what happened exactly really depends on what unnamed sources you believe, because, you know, nobody really knows except them, which I think is, you know, rightfully so. It's their business. Everybody else is speculating. You know, if I've read one story from, you know, sources close to the couple mm-hmm. are saying unnamed sources close to the couple, and, you know, all those people seem to have opinions about what's going on. I've read 100 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, really nobody knows what's going on. There were reports this morning that the LAPD and the Department of Children and Family Services in Los Angeles are investigating Brad Pitt for child abuse. There was People Magazine and TMZ this morning quoting sources saying that that Brad Pitt was acting erratic, acting abusive toward his children as they were getting off of a private plane this past Wednesday. So that's being investigated right now. Reports that he was having an affair with the French actress Marianne Cotillard was being reported by the New York Post yesterday. Also yesterday afternoon, Marianne Cotillard herself sent out an Instagram saying that, you know, she's with the man that she loves, her longtime boyfriend. They have a son. They've got another child on the way. That's all the man that she wants. Says that, you know, she wishes them well during this tumultuous time. So she's, you know, essentially saying, it's not me, you know,
right.
I'm not part of this. So,
boy, really, what if her second son comes out to look exactly like Brad Pitt? Wouldn't that be weird?
That would be a little weird.
What if he comes out looking like old Brad Pitt from Benjamin Button and then ages in reverse? Then you know it's his kid, right?
That would be stunning if,
yes.
if that happened.
Yes.
And I wondered if they really, how much parenting they did on their own, because it seems to me that they would have a nanny or five to help with all those kids.
It seems like it when you've got six kids running around. You know,
and you make that much money.
For anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, part of me just wants to say, leave these poor people alone. You know, it's their life. They've chosen to live in the public spotlight, and when it's convenient for them, they do. So I'm not saying it's right, but, you know, I just feel so badly for these kids. You know, the divorce is hard. I think people ought to be a little more respectful that, you know, these kids are going to go through a very, very difficult time right now.
Yeah, sure.
I don't think it's fair to them. So
yeah.
What's going on with it? I don't know. Do we report it every day? Yes, we do.
Yeah,
so
of course.
I don't know.
Dean, give us a movie or two. What do we need to see this weekend?
I would say Magnificent Seven is the one that you're going to want to check out. Denzel Washington, Chris Pratt, Ethan Hawke, Vincent D'Onofrio, Peter Sarsgaard is in it. Good old-fashioned Western. It's PG-13, so it's violent. I mean, there's nothing but shooting and killing people, but it's not super bloody. It's not super gory. It's done with a little bit of restraint. I think it's the chemistry. It's not going to revolutionize anything, but I think it's a pretty well done Western. Really nice chemistry between the seven outlaws. Pretty clever script. You know, really funny at times. So I enjoyed it. I gave that a Dean's List B+. There's also a movie this week called The Queen of Katwe, which is based on a true story about a young girl who lives in the slums of Uganda. who is coached by a soccer coach in this little village. He sees some potential in her. He's teaching the kids to play chess and, you know, trying to kind of direct them in, you know, positive interest because their lives are awful. And this one girl really takes a shine to chess and really shows potential, is able to go to, you know, different championships in other countries. And it's a really nice, uplifting story. Lupita Nyong'o, the Oscar winner from 12 Years a Slave, is in that one. David Oyelowo is in that film as well. I give that one a Dean's List B. There's a little animated film that came out this week that I don't think is so good. It's called Storks. It's about storks.
Oh.
It's about storks. Storks that instead of delivering children,
babies.
You know, new babies,
yeah.
They deliver packages for an Amazon style company. Just the whole thing seemed stupid to me and didn't seem very funny.
Oh.
Maybe little kids might enjoy it because they pretty much enjoy everything. But I just thought it was a whole lot of nothing. So Dean's List D on that one.
Bad news for storks. Don't you, just getting back for a second to Magnificent Seven, isn't there something great about a good Western? I don't know what it is. I just so look forward to them. They're few and far between, but I love them.
I couldn't agree with you more. Is it because it's so nostalgic and takes us back to, you know, the days of Gunsmoke?
Yeah.
And, you know,
Bonanza.
You know, some of the great John Wayne movies.
Yeah.
And playing, you know, cowboys like and that. Native Americans.
Yeah.
That's what you have to say now.
Yeah.
That's true. But they, you know, for a while, that's all they were making at the movies, cowboy movies. And then they sort of stopped. And now it seems like about every 5 years or so, we get a really great Western, like 310 to Yuma or Clint Eastwood's Unforgiven, I thought was a fantastic one. Some people thought that the Quentin Tarantino movie Django
Unchained,
Unchained was, yeah. I didn't see that as particularly, you know, a great cowboy movie, Western, really, I guess it was. But
yeah.
I saw that in its own, you know, completely different kind of compartment. But this one is, you know, much more in the traditional realm. And it's the story about this town that's being terrorized by a local bad guy, you know, just a horrible villain. And the townspeople hire Denzel Washington, who is, you know, a local gun hand. To try to help get rid of this guy, he hires six other guys, and the seven of them together, you know, work to make their community a whole lot better.
Can't wait to see it. Dean, thanks so much for taking time out of your rap schedule. I know that you're doing a full-time rap job now, and we appreciate this.
I'm going to be performing with Chance the Rapper. just during the break, I got a gig, and Kanye West apparently is holding for me on another line right now. So,
Yay and Dean, go see them.
Bring back my rap name, Baldy D.
How about D Light?
Love it.
I like D Light.
All right,
that works. Thank you, Dean. Have a good weekend.
See you guys. Bye.
All right. Well, thank you. We'll find out what Steve Bertrand has next on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.